It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Green Bay has a rich and storied history with the Packers franchise, but it doesn't mean that the city and the team see eye to eye in the business of football.
The parties have been at odds over a new lease agreement for Lambeau Field. And the Green Bay City Council held a press conference Wednesday with an update on the contentious negotiations.
Here to fill us in is WPR reporter Joe Schultz, who is based in Green Bay. Joe, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thanks for having me.
So the Lambeau Field lease expires in 2032, and we've seen a long dispute here over the rent terms. Earlier this year, the Packers delayed $80 million in renovations for Lambeau. What are the sticking points and the latest developments in these negotiations?
So the lease currently has a 2.5% annual increase in rent payments from the Packers to the city. Previous proposals from the Packers removed that annual increase, and the council and the mayor said that that's a non-starter. After that press conference, the Packers issued a statement kind of offering a new proposal, and that proposal would have kept that annual rent escalator in place. This morning, like just minutes before you guys had me on, the mayor and the council president and the council vice president released a joint statement saying they were pleased that the Packers appear to have considered some of the things that they want. But, you know, they're sick of negotiating this through the media. They don't want to be kind of negotiating through the media. They want to do this all behind closed doors.
It seems as if the city council members appear to be backing Mayor Eric Enrich here in these negotiations and in these issues that they see around what rent should be for Lambeau Field over the next 30 years.
Yeah, no. On Wednesday, all 12 of the city council members attended this press conference. They all, you know, were decked out in Packers gear to show their support for the team. But they felt that the mayor had been kind of treated unfairly, that the Packers had kind of blamed him and framed him as an obstructionist in the process. But, you know, they said that the mayor was just kind of sticking up for the city's wants and needs, and that he was negotiating in good faith.
Well, Joe, let's go back to that press conference on Wednesday. Green Bay City Council President Brian Johnson accusing the Packers of misrepresenting the state of lease negotiations.
The Packers have brought this into the media now twice. We have not done that. We want this to be a cordial negotiation between two parties.
Cordial negotiation between two parties? That doesn't seem to be the case. What is being misrepresented here?
The council, they say that there were things that were verbally agreed to between the Packers and the city behind closed doors. The city hired a law firm to kind of advise Enrich, who's the chief negotiator, Mayor Eric Enrich, who's the chief negotiator for the city. In the lease discussions, they said that there were things that were verbally agreed to that were not included in previous lease proposals from the team. And, you know, like I said, they just felt that the mayor had been unfairly blamed for the lease negotiations kind of falling through. He did choose to walk away from the negotiating table after a third proposal from the team did not accurately, in it, according to the city, represent the things that were agreed to verbally. And, you know, I think they're just sick of this being a public issue and they would rather keep this behind closed doors. You know, the council kind of argued that the Packers have gone public about the roadblocks of the negotiations to essentially, you know, win the public opinion battle. They're, you know, the Packers are a super popular franchise. They've got a ton of fans across the globe. And, you know, the city felt that the team was trying to kind of back them into a corner and that they were painting the mayor in an unfair light. Mm-hmm. The council definitely does back him. Which is interesting. You know, there's some folks on the city council who it, you know, could potentially be like politically advantageous to come out against the mayor, but they were all, you know, unanimous kind of in his corner on Wednesday.
Here's what I'm curious about, though. From what I understand, you know, the Packers have made three proposals, all rejected by the city. The city did not make its own proposal. Why hasn't the city drafted its own lease proposal here?
The city is content with the current lease kind of as it stands. That was kind of the message that That's my understanding from, you know, what the council said on Wednesday. They're content with the current lease. You know, the Packers have a little bit more urgency because they say that, you know, they need a long-term extension because Lambeau Field needs $1.5 billion in upgrades over the next 20 to 30 years.
Wow.
But the city is willing to kind of wait it out until they get an offer that more closely resembles what they say was agreed to. Another one of the big sticking points, they want the Packers to do more development in the city of Green Bay, the Titletown district with the sled hill that we all see on TV.
Yeah.
You know, during B-roll of games. That's in Ashwaubenon. That's not technically in Green Bay. So the city wants to partner with the Packers to do some development in Green Bay. The Packers, they say the Packers haven't committed to that. This spring, when I talked to a representative from the team, they said that they were open to doing development in Green Bay. But it sounds like that hasn't been something that's been included in these proposals. So the city is kind of happy and content to just wait it out. The current lease has provisions that would allow it to extend a decade past that 2032 end date, but the Packers would have to elect to, you know, use those provisions. But the city's content with the lease. That's why they haven't submitted a counter proposal.
Really quickly before we have to let you go, could these lease negotiation disagreements, these tensions, affect Green Bay hosting the NFL draft in April?
The council said that it should not affect the draft. You know, they said that they're going to do everything that they can as a city to, you know, support the Packers and the NFL in hosting the event, and that they were confident in the Packers and the NFL that, you know, they would host a great event at Lambeau Field and in the Titletown District.
Joe, thanks for the update.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Joe Schultz, WPR reporter, is based in Green Bay. Now we turn from football to basketball. Stay with us here. The owners of the Milwaukee Bucks are reportedly bidding for the city to host a WNBA franchise as the league expands in coming years. And joining us for an update on this development is WPR reporter Evan Casey. Evan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Happy Friday. So Milwaukee, one of around 15 cities vying for a WNBA team, this first reported by Sports Business Journal. What are the odds of landing a team?
Yeah, so, you know, some of the other cities involved in the mix are cities like Philadelphia, Austin, Miami, Nashville, Charlotte's in there as well as Denver. So, you know, some bigger cities than Milwaukee, some smaller. I think what's important to note is that some of those cities already have NBA franchises, but others don't. So, you know, I could see if the WNBA wants to expand to a city where there is no pro basketball team, you know, that would obviously not bode well for Milwaukee. But the fact is that Milwaukee already has a large infrastructure of fans, a great new stadium. You know, they're a championship winning team. Just 3 years ago, they won the championship. So, you know, there's a large fan base here of basketball fans who would likely support any women's team if they did come to Milwaukee. So, you know, not really sure about the, you know, specifics of our chances compared to some of those other cities. But, you know, we have some things working for us for sure.
Well, last month, the WNBA announced that Portland will become the league's 15th franchise for a record price, $125 million. It makes me wonder, does Milwaukee have the money to bring forward a competitive bid?
Yeah, so the Bucks are actually valued at around $4 billion right now. That's according to CNBC. And that was, I think that was announced last month when the team got a new minority owner who's actually a former player of the team. And right now, I think the highest valued team in the WNBA is at about $140 million, and that's the Las Vegas Aces. So you'd assume that, you know, yeah, they would have the money for that. And once again, for the fan base, like I mentioned, you know, there is a large fan base already just following the Bucks in Milwaukee. So we have that taken care of us for well.
You reached out for reaction. You talked with UW-Milwaukee women's basketball coach Kyle Recklitz. What did they have to say?
Yeah, she was really happy. She's been a WNBA fan since, I think she said, 1997, which is when the league started. She grew up in Indiana and went to some of those games with her mom back in the day. So she's been obviously a women's basketball fan her whole life. And she was really happy. And she said it would be good for even just, you know, young girls across Milwaukee and across the state to kind of, you know, see some of those athletes, women athletes, and say that, you know, they can do that themselves as well. I also talked to a Bucks fan up in Oshkosh who said that he, watched the WNBA for the first time this year. The WNBA is now really popular because of Caitlin Clark entering the league.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So he said that he watched the games with his wife this year for the first time ever. He was really happy about this report. And he said, even living in Oshkosh, he'd probably come down a few times over the summer to come and watch, the Bucks or the team, the WNBA team, if we were to get a team. So yeah, so fans are really excited here. Social media obviously exploded across Milwaukee too when, it was announced. A lot of people are just, really happy and really excited about this proposal.
Evan, why might the WNBA prefer to align itself with owners who have ties to the NBA?
Yeah, I think, like I mentioned, I think, the biggest thing is probably that we already have a large arena where this team could play at. Mm-hmm. There's obviously a lot of, stuff when it comes to building new arenas and how that's funded and if it's publicly funded or not, all that kind of stuff. Well, I mean, the Bucks already have an arena in place. And that, is probably the easiest, thing to look at in Milwaukee and say, hey, they have a good new arena. They have an ownership group that's really happy and that is growing and expanding. And they could probably put in money to this and support, this kind of a franchise. So, yeah.
So really it comes down to infrastructure as well as they look at these opportunities. Do you know anything about a timeline here about when we might find out?
No, we're not sure. I do know that by 2026, the league will expand from 12 teams to 15 teams. Those three teams are already in the mix right now of who's going to be expanding. I think Portland is one of them, like you mentioned. We're not sure if it's going to be coming after 2026 or not, or, in the next 2 years before that happens. The Sports Business Journal reports that there's no timeline right now for when this might happen.
We'll be watching. Evan, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Evan Casey is a WPR reporter with an update on the potential for a WNBA franchise in Milwaukee and what it would mean to Wisconsin. Earlier, we spoke with Joe Schultz with the latest on negotiations between City of Green Bay and the Packers on a new lease for Lambeau Field.